Yeah, we were talking, Matt. This could potentially be. We're paired with the South. This could be potentially a first-round state playoff matchup right here.
Mm-hmm. Sure could. Ball is up in the air. The tip is won by Mountain Home. They are moving left to right in this first half.
In our road blues and Benton in their whites. Benton's going to start off in a man-to-man.
Tate dribbles to the right side. He's got a defender right there on him. Now he gives it to Uchman. Now back up top to Tate. Tate dribbles back over to the right corner now. Goes back out to the wing. Takes a screen from Dewey. Now finds Dewey on the low block. He's going in for the layup. Good, and Mountain Home strikes first.
Yeah, Benton switching on every screen. Mountain Home did a good job on the kind of outside pick and roll, and Benton switched it, and Dewey had the advantage and went straight to the hole.
Benton with their first possession of the day. Ball is up at the top with Prickett over on the right side. Putting up the three is A.D. Gray. He gets it, and all of a sudden it's a 3-2 Benton lead.
I think they're going to call that a two. They said his foot was on the line. It should have been.
Well, they've got a three up on the scoreboard, so I don't know.
Yeah, Morris is going to go talk to him. It was the worst shot in basketball. He stepped about a foot in front of the line, and his foot was definitely on the line.
Okay, 6:50 left to play in the first quarter. Should be 2-2. It looks like here is Tate going into lane, going in for the layup, rolls around and finally falls in.
Yeah, Ben's running a little pressure man, trying to trap on the outside right here, and they are doing a really good job. Mountain Home is getting to the rim.
Well, they still don't have that score changed up on the scoreboard, so I don't know if they're going to call it a three or not.
No, they're not. Fulcher and Morris talked with the officials, and here I'll see if I bet they go five right here.
All right, well, that definitely wasn't
yeah,
three.
That was way deep.
Let's see, that was Prickett?
No, yeah, 23.
Yeah, yep, that was Prickett. So his first 3 points, and we got our first lead change as it should be 5-4. They've got 6-4 up on the scoreboard. They're still not changing it. Ball is with Tate on the left wing. He blows by his defenders. Now kicks out to Gilbert in the right corner. Gilbert will throw it up top to Uchman. Uchman puts up the three to get the lead back. No good. And the rebound is chased down by Gray.
Good offensive set for Mountain Home as they got a great shot.
And now back the other way. Looks like Ben's going to turn it over as Mountain Home will get back. Now the officials are talking, and now they're going to see if that basket really was a three or a two.
I did see both officials, both of our coaches, Coach Morse and Coach Fulcher, both started talking to the officials as they come down. They're like, the first one was a two, right? And they both said, yes, yes. And so now, once they get a good stoppage of play, they're going to get the scoreboard all on the same page, and they'll get it changed. There you go. Right there it is.
Okay, so it is 5-4 Benton up with 5:41 left to play in the first quarter.
I mean, it was definitely a two. He stepped a good foot inside the line.
All right.
Benton's going to be in a little 1-3-1 extended pressure right now.
Yep, they do change to a zone. Here is Gilbert with it on the right side. Gives it Uchman near the free throw line. Over to Dewey in the right corner, and he's going to be called for the travel.
Yeah, Dewey, he squared up. He saw that it had a mismatch there on his defender and got a little happy feet and kind of shuffled them both.
So I believe that's Mount Holmes' first turnover of the night or the afternoon. Here is Russell with it. Throws it over on the right side or has over on the right side. Now he'll give it up top to Shelby. He puts up the three, no good, and McLean chases down the rebound.
Good job right there by Ryder. Good box out going and getting that rebound.
Tate into the front court, trying to get by his defenders. And he's going to go by his defenders, go in for a layup. It will not go. Dewey gets offensive rebound, puts it back up. That won't go either. And this time the rebound comes to Gray.
Blaine had a great look at the rim, just couldn't get to go in, and Dewey the same.
Shelby dribbling into the lane, has the ball stripped. It's going to be a jump ball. It will be Benton's ball on the possession arrow. Seemed like a quick jump ball.
Yeah, it was quick. Looked like Blaine had the ball.
So it will be Prickett inbounding the ball on the baseline right underneath the Panther basket. He will get it in to Russell. Russell will dribble out to the right wing. As the ball knocked away, goes out of bounds. Last touch by Tate. Good defense there by Tate.
Yeah, Tate's in the dome right here of Russell. Russell's pushing off on every dead ball. Tate's up on him, and he can't operate without having somebody in his face, and he's getting frustrated right now.
Russell takes the ball on the backcourt, walks across the timeline. Now he'll give it to Prickett, who has up top. Back to Russell. Russell will dribble into the paint, gives it to Shelby. Shelby dribbles to the right side, finds Prickett right there on the wing. Prickett will dribble up to the top, down to 2 seconds, and finally puts up the jumper. It will not go. Offensive rebound is controlled by Ellis. He lost it for a moment, but gets it back. Now Prickett has it. He's going to dribble to the low block, and he's going to be called for the travel.
Yeah, Mountain Home was wanting the offensive foul call on Prickett the possession before they got that offensive rebound, and now the coach is going to go over and say bench warning to Benton's assistant coach over here.
Oh, goodness. So Mountain Home with it back the other way. 5-4, Benton on top right now. 4:07 left to play in the opening period. And now Tate's going to draw a little contact. They're going to get Prickett with that foul. That is Harrison Prickett's first personal foul, team foul number one against the Panthers here in the first quarter. I still can't get used to saying first quarter.
Yeah. I tell you what, I think we can get in Benton's head down here. They were mouthing Farmington the game before us. So they were sitting down here right in front of us, and they're kind of a mouthy little bunch. And I think if we can keep this game close or get in their heads, I think that they're going to fold at some point.
Ball goes down to Uchman. Good teamwork there by Mountain Home to get that layup. And Uchman with his first 2 points, and we've got our second lead change. Mountain Home's on top 6-5, 3:42 left in the first quarter. Here is There's Gray with it. He gets his defender off his feet, goes by for a layup. He gets it. He has four on the day. And just like that, the Panthers back on top.
Benton switching back out of that 1-3-1 now. They're going to go to a man. They did switch every screen, so let's see if we can use this to our advantage and get some open threes just like this.
Well, Rhett Gilbert does put it up in near the left corner. He can't get it to go, but Tate gets offense rebound, gives it to Dewey. He goes in for the layup. It will not go. And Benton had the rebound for a moment, but it couldn't control it, and Tate's able to chase down the board. He dribbles on the left wing, now goes toward the low block, kicks up top to Uchman. Less than 3 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Ball is with Gilbert on the right side. He'll give it up top to Dewey. Finds Uchman on the low block. He puts up the turnaround fadeaway. Good!
Good job there by Uch. Settling his feet. That's one thing. Dewey's been a little rushed down low. The speed of Benton right now has got him on some block shots. Uchman did a really good job of taking his time and being super patient.
That's our fourth lead change of the day. And almost had the fifth as Benton put up the hook shot. It wouldn't go. And the rebound comes to Dewey. And back comes Mountain Home. 2:25. Let's play in the first quarter. Mountain Home with the ball up 8-7. Here is Gilbert with on the right side. He'll dribble toward the top, throws it to Dewey. Dangerous throw, but Dewey is able to control it. Now gives it back to Gilbert. Gilbert still with it there on the right side, finds Uchman in the corner. Uchman will dribble out to the wing. Now goes toward the low block. He's going in for another layup.
And one,
He's going to count it. They're going to count the basket and give Benton the foul. So an and one coming up for Levi Uchman with 2:05 left.
What a great move by Uch. He pounded that ball. Nice little reverse move. Dejon Ellis tried to run underneath him, tried to draw the offensive foul, but Uchman was already in the air, and he's able to finish and get to the line.
That's Ellis' first personal foul, team foul number two against Benton, and the Panthers are going to call timeout. We'll break. I didn't catch how much time was left on the clock, but we'll come back in just a moment. It is Mountain Home leading Benton 10-7. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you building a new house? Not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
Well, Levi Uchman shooting the free throw at 2:05. Let's play in the first quarter. It rolls around and falls in. He has seven already on the date, and it's 11-7 Mountain Home up. Real quickly, I do need to give you today's officials brought to you by Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. They are Jonathan Foster, Brian Jones, and Ray Rogers. Here is Prickett with it. He'll give it to Shelby on the right side. He puts up the three-pointer a little short, and the rebound comes to Tate. He's quickly back the other way. He will give it to Dewey. Now to McLean in the left corner. His three-pointer is up. No good. And the rebound is chased down by Russell. Russell with it into the front court. Gives it to Shelby on the right side. Back up top to Russell. 1:32 left to play in the first quarter. Russell will throw it to Prickett on the left. He's going to dribble into the paint. Puts up the turnaround jumper. It will not go. And the rebound is chased down. Mount Holmes going to be on the baseline to try to get the rebound. And so it will be Ben's ball with 13 left on the shot clock because that never hit the rim.
Yeah, good job by Blaine getting in there and trying to mix it up as he grabbed the rebound. His toe was just on the line, according to the official. He had people at his feet, so he was trying to get around them, falling on him, and I guess he stepped on the line.
McGee Harris checking in for Rhett Gilbert. Ball is up at the free throw line as Gray puts up the jumper. It will not go, and Mount Home gets the rebound. Tate is quickly back the other way, gives it to McLean in the right corner. He drills into the paint, throws up top to Uchman. He puts up the three. No, he's going to be called for the travel.
Yeah, say he hopped into a shot with both feet right there. I agree with that call. That looked like the correct call by the official. And you know, Mountain Home's doing a really good job on defense right here. Ben's trying to get down in the paint, and the Bombers are doing a really good job walling them off, staying on their feet, going straight up, making Benton take very tough contested shots.
Here is Prickett with it. He's going to dribble in toward the low block, go up for the layup. His basket counts, and he's fouled.
Yeah, see, that right there is one where Ryder jumped. He got out. He didn't stay down like he had the time before, and then, you know, he was able to Prickett was able to lean into his body and get that contested finish.
That's McLean's first personal foul, first team foul against Mountain Home here in the first quarter. So Prickett will be at the line to try to convert the three-point play. The free throw is missed, though, and the rebound is controlled by Mountain Home. 11-9, our score with 46 seconds left, and Tate is going to be fouled back the other way. Who are they going? They're going to get Prickett?
They're going to get Prickett, yeah.
That's his second personal foul, team foul number three against the Panthers here in the first quarter. Prickett is going to take a seat as Caleb Knight comes in for the first time today. He is he stands at 5'10". Actually, they don't have classifications on their roster. Benton doesn't.
Yeah, that's kind of a big foul right there because right now Prickett's the only one kind of generating anything type of offense for Benton. So maybe a huge break for the Bombers here to get him on the bench with some early foul trouble.
Here's Uchman giving up top to Harris, over to McLean on the right side. 35 seconds left to play. The ball goes to Dewey in the low block. A good lob pass by McLean to find him for the layup.
Yeah, we're catching him on that switch on our kind of outside pick and roll. Great job by Ryder to see it. There's where Dewey was patient. Nice little pump fake, was able to finish at the rim.
Here is Russell with it. Dribbles up at the top. 16 seconds left to play in the quarter. It's a four-point Mount Home advantage. Russell dribbles toward the left elbow. Gives it up top to Knight. Knight's going be called for the travel. So Mount Home will have a chance to get one more shot with 5.3 left in the period.
Oh, like it happened in 5.3.
Yeah.
I've seen a rebound in a band three happen in 5.3 seconds.
That's right. McLean will turn it in. Bound pass gets it into Tate. Tate will dribble between a couple bunch of defenders, go up for the running jumper off the glass and in.
What a great job. Man, Blaine Tate's just a ball player. I'm telling you, that kid can play some basketball.
He sure can. So we've got 8 minutes in the books. Our score at the end of the first quarter, Mountain Home leading Benton 15-9. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
And you're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home. Matt Sharp and Brad Coleman joining you courtside here at Cardinal Arena in Farmington High School. Craig and Partee.